stranger, who only see us happy and free of care. If you knew the horrors we often have to live through, you would understand our love of eating and singing and dancing. There is not one among us who hasn't lived through a winter of bad hunting, when many people starve to death. We are never surprised to hear that someone has died of starvation. We are used to it. And they are not to blame. Sickness comes, or bad weather ruins hunting, as when a blizzard of snow hides the breathing holes of the seals. I once saw a wise old man hang himself because he was starving to death and preferred to die in his own way. But before he died, he filled his mouth with seal bones, for that way he was sure to get plenty of meat in the land of the dead. Once, during the winter famine, a woman gave birth to a child while people lay around about her dying of hunger. What could the baby want with life here on earth? And how could it live when its mother herself was dried up with starvation? So she strangled it and let it freeze, and later on ate it to keep alive. Then a seal was caught and the famine was over. So the mother survived. But from that time on, she was paralyzed because she had eaten part of herself. That is what can happen to people. We have gone through it ourselves and know what we may come to. So we do not judge them. How would anyone who has eaten his fill and is well be able to understand the madness of hunger? We only know that we all want so much to live.